Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This podcast will be best enjoyed by mature audiences due to strong language. Enjoy the show, and remember, every day is hot labor summer. Radiates off the dunes, while the wind creates peaks and valleys of sand. Pharaoh Khufu, a 20-year-old Egyptian man with mighty guyliner, stands atop a sand dune. Khufu adjusts his falcon mask. It's not a furry thing, guys. It's how everyone will know he is Pharaoh. It is very important to Khufu that everyone knows he is a Pharaoh at all times. Khufu watches as a scorpion stings and kills a snake. A bigger snake eats the scorpion. Triumphantly, Khufu picks up the snake.
Triumph over Set. A good omen.
Reminder that Khufu is holding a vicious scorpion-devouring snake.
Fuck! Ow!
Well, Khufu, that's what happens when you pick up a live-ass snake, isn't it? Too bad he can't hear me. As your narrator, I'm here to set the scene. Feel the vibe.
Not good. Bad omen. Bad, bad, bad.
Oh, sure. Blame the snake. Enter Sobekhotep. That would be Khufu's high priest and a disciple of Sobek, the crocodile-headed lord of the waters. Sobekhotep bows to Khufu.
Oh, mighty Khufu. Pharaoh most high, and as such, inheritor of the title Horus on Earth. My lord is the sun and the stars. I, your humble high priest and servant, Sobekhotep, am but dust.
You worthless son of a bitch! Help!
Right. With? Oh, the snake! The snake about to eat your face! I shall call upon the gods who will surely aid me in saving Pharaoh. O gods, who might answer my call to save Pharaoh in his hour of need?
Sobekhotep's hands glow as a god answers his call. He raises his hands towards Khufu and...
Mice? Mice! A blessing from Bastet, the cat goddess herself.
Holy shit, there are hundreds!
She is a very powerful goddess. Look, they're eating the snake off of you. Thank Bastet, the protector.
Sobekhotep reaches into his pocket and throws powder into the air. Khufu chokes on the flamboyant offering powder, inhaling most of it.
With priests like these, who needs ill portents from the gods?
You're just saying that because it is your first day, most holy one.
You don't think anybody saw that, do you?
Do I think anybody saw you squealing and writhing under hundreds of rodents? Of course not. Shall we?
They rise to the top of the dune to find hundreds of laborers most definitely saw that.
Now what, nitwit?
Pharaoh speaks.
You saw nothing but a blessing. A very fortuitous blessing.
The blessing of Bastet.
Yes! Right, yes. Back to work, everyone. Chop, chop.
Smooth, most holy one. It'll be all right. It's your first day of godhood.
Pharaoh is God. I am Pharaoh. I am a god.
Excellent transitive inference, my liege.
You're ruining this for me, my guy.
Sorry, Pharaoh.
It's good to be a god, right? Right. It is my time.
The pyramid is already halfway finished and bursting with activity. Scribes scamper with their abacuses. Laborers carry stones in organized lines. And foremen holler to keep it moving. Much like baseball game vendors wandering the stands, farmers call out while wearing their crops pageant style with strappy leather sandals.
Flax, final orders for flax.
Barley, put in for barley.
Nile flood season is coming. Stockpile now.
Amidst these farmers, a hero adjusts his sandal. Aaron. Oh. You thought Khufu was our hero because he was introduced first? He's not the hero, but Aaron is a leader who is likable. Like Bernie Sanders. And like Bernie Sanders, our idealistic, passionate, and charismatic farm scribe is equally ineffectual. But I digress. Aaron struggles with his sandal strap before giving up and rising. He carries an abacus and a pouch of coins, frowning.
This won't get everyone through flood season. It's not enough.
A foreman grunts while grabbing a wheat tile from Aaron. Sobekotep and Khufu approach the farmers. Sobekotep sneers.
Sneer!
Damn, putting the ho in Hotep. In a derogatory manner, not necessarily a slut-shaming way, but, I mean, if shame would make Sobekotep less classist, then by all means. Oh, look! Sobekotep knocked Aaron's pouch over. Aaron bends over to get it. Khufu is near and surely will help. And nope. Khufu crushes Aaron's hand with his royal, gold-plated sandal.
Ouch! Watch where you're going! Rich people.
Shut up! Bow to new pharaoh!
Him? That guy? Mr. Walk Like an Egyptian over people? Another pampered product of nepotism by virtue of happenstance? You know, I feel sorry for him. I do. Because if he could talk to people, he'd be better off, right? If he could talk to a farm accountant like me, I would detail supply and demand issues to help orchestrate a better rest-to-pay cycle to max out efficiency while respecting human rights to dignity and our own full lives outside of the growth capital mindset. Wait. I am what Egypt needs. I gotta get in my glyphs.
Aaron rushes toward the royal canopy. Two guards stop him.
No, you don't understand. I must speak with Pharaoh. Egypt needs me.
Aaron surges forward until his sandal breaks, causing him to faceplant at the guard's feet. Farewell for now, Aaron. To the side of the pyramid construction site is a lavish canopy, shading Khufu's queens, Meretitis, the completely glyphable and perfect first wife, and Hanutsen, Khufu's second wife and half-sister, who he had to marry in a rush because she sealed his right to rule. He's in charge because rights to succession are crazy. Hanutsen doesn't love second bitch status in her work and personal life. Khufu snaps, and a slave brings out a lounge chair, setting it between Meretitis and Hanutsen. Sobekotep stands behind them, reviewing papyrus while the marrieds talk.
My wives, Meretitis and Hanutsen. Aren't you going to greet me? Your incredibly virile husband and super sexy fun pharaoh?
Why? You haven't done anything yet, darling.
Unlike Pharaoh Daddy, he was so great.
So great. Wish he wouldn't have died when the successor is so...
Ugh.
I'm the successor!
We know.
Feel free to apologize. Anytime now. For the insult. To me. Pharaoh. Your man.
I like that you're Pharaoh because of my own upgrade to Queen of Egypt. It's against my religion, since Maat, the goddess of truth, is my patron goddess. So I shouldn't lie and serve an empty apology. That would be wrong.
And I don't apologize.
Memo to me. Why polygamy? There has to be a reason more wives is good.
Khufu goes back to writing, not noticing Hanutsen's pet asps, Rose and Etta, circling him.
Ah! Unwrap yourselves from my ankles this instant!
I've had enough snakes for one day.
Rose and Etta can't be here, but Meritidas' stupid cat is okay?
Meritidas' black cat, named Bast Babe, meows demurely before licking Meritidas' hand. She wanders in front of Hnutson before licking her own asshole.
Your god is rude, which I fully respect.
For a second, I thought that sound was something wrong with the structure of the pyramid, which is preposterous because I'm obviously such a good leader. Right?
Nah.
We'll see.
Report, Sobakoteb!
My pharaoh, most lofty, the builders used a rock composite known as IKEA to build the fastest pyramid ever made.
Yes. Good. Everyone, especially that smug, stupid Herodotus face, will remember I made the fastest pyramid ever built.
Weird flex, but okay, Hasbro.
Some Egyptians would prefer if it wasn't so fast. Perhaps warm up the pyramid first. Savor it. Let it ripen. Ugh, forget it.
At Meritidas' snap, a slave brings forward a brass tray laden with amulets.
I got us some first day bling. Just a little something to signify our roles within our little group of leaders of the greatest civilization and empire in the world. See? Mine says practically perfect in every way. I didn't even come up with it. You know, Ma'at, the goddess of truth and my patroness. Well, her priestesses said she calls me that, so it is totally true. Funny, right?
Hysterical.
Don't be rude. Meritidas is a great first wife. She is thoughtful and nurturing. Look, mine says most okayest guy. Completely true, and... What the jackal?
I got someone's gotta be second bitch. You are just a bimbo with a fake tan and your molochia tastes slimy. Khufu has the right to rule through his marriage to me. I am all about the power. I am the power bottom, Mary Titties.
That isn't how you say my name, you immature little slut. It's Meritidas, like tight as it gets.
Whoa, ladies. No need to fight over me.
We're not. Wine, everyone?
Khufu lifts the goblet to his lips when Meritidas notices Rose and Etta watching eagerly. Meritidas slaps the cup out of Khufu's hand.
Hey! I was drinking!
The spilt wine creates a black hole wind tunnel to the core of the center of the Earth.
Did you try to assassinate me? Is that my first assassination attempt? And from you? But I'm a god now! I am Horus on Earth!
I don't care. One way or another, I will rule.
That sounds expensive.
Oh, my mummies. Bad omen, bad first day. But don't worry, boss. Could be worse.
The sound gets louder and louder as builders scream and the pyramid falls over a sand dune, tumbling like a bowling ball until the apex point falls next to Khufu's face like a dagger.
Could be.
Keep your magic mouth to yourself, you maddening maggot shot from Bess's asshole!
Cursing your high priest on your first day is inauspicious?
And this? Is this spicious? Why don't you go count the squashed?
Of course, my pharaoh, most.
Go, wheat brain!
It's just a pyramid, Khufu.
It is not just a pyramid. I am Pharaoh now. The sun and stars. Horus on Earth. The voice of the gods in this realm. I'm doing something important. I'm making something great. Like me. I'm...
That was the cat.
We interrupt this podcast for the Pyramid People shout out. This week, we're sending love to Inshallah AF Productions, Layla Abdo's production company devoted to bringing you funny stories. The Great Pyramid Scheme is our inaugural production, and if you would like for us to make season two, sitcoms, and films, support us by checking out our Patreon. That's Inshallah AF, INSHALLAHAF Productions at Patreon. We want to share some community love by thanking organizations like MENA Arts Advocacy Coalition, MAC. Founded in 2016, MAC has been advocating and educating within the industry by shining a light on unconscious bias and challenging unnecessary stereotypes on behalf of Middle Eastern actors and performers. Thanks to the folks at MAC for their inclusion work that has collected the data to empower us all to do better regarding negative Middle Eastern stereotypes. Learn more at MENA, M-E-N-A, artsadvocacy.com. Now, back to today's episode. Khufu's leadership is off to, well, I wouldn't call it a good start due to the physics-defying pyramid bowling first day. But thanks to generational wealth, he can bask in making it like he started life with a humble business loan, courtesy of Pharaoh Daddy. Khufu's receiving room is fly as fuck. Palm fronds and baskets of riches. Turquoise, wheat, spices, copper, and gold bricks line the walls. An ornate receiving room. Three golden thrones sit at the top of an absurdly high dais. And our man, Khufu, sulks on his throne. Meretitis and Hanutsen flank him on gem-studded thrones with their animal familiars at their feet. So Bekotep stands between Khufu and Meretitis.
No one gets it on the first try.
Pharaoh Daddy did!
Pharaoh Daddy had better PR scribes, but building pyramids? Pharaoh Daddy was full of shit.
You're just saying that because you're my sister.
Half-sister.
Whatever.
Look, why would a man build three pyramids if he needs only one for the afterlife?
A slave brings a large scroll, which unravels and sweeps down the dais, transporting them into a Pharaoh Daddy flashback. To the Meydum Pyramid, Pharaoh Daddy's first time. Pharaoh Daddy, a middle-aged, foxy Egyptian man with tanned skin, truly a great dude and Khufu's father, places the final brick at the apex of the pyramid.
Yes!
It immediately crumbles.
Aww.
Then there was the bent pyramid, of course. Upon completion, Pharaoh Daddy frowned upon it. His foreman said,
"Bent is always good, right?"
So, Pharaoh Daddy slapped him, and that man switched fields. Farming the fields, because no one was going to give him authority again after being such a dumbass. But then, there was the Red Pyramid. Pharaoh Daddy places the final brick at the top of the Red Pyramid. He waits for it to fall apart, but it didn't. Not at all. And that shit was aesthetically, geometrically, and architecturally fire.
First try!
What a CEO, am I right? Our royal crew swooshes out of the magical scroll and back to their splendid palace.
See, no one gets it right the first time.
And other bedroom disappointments, a memoir by Mary Titties.
It's Titus, like tight as it gets.
Of course. That's why he sought out the nearest narrow pasture. The grass really is greener.
Eat my scroll, cunt.
A slave catches Meretitus's thrown scroll within inches from Hanutsen's face before running off.
You missed, bitch.
Only because Khufu is pacing. Why must you ruin everything?
Khufu doesn't register his wives over the sound of his own internal neuroticism. He paces even faster on his very tall, very over-the-top dais. Sorry, Pharaoh Daddy's dais. And kingdom. And legacy as a beloved and super dope ruler. Khufu hasn't earned shit. Hence the pacing.
This doesn't make any sense. I'm a great builder. Everyone says so.
You are a great builder, Pharaoh.
Thank you, slaves. See? Everybody knows. Ah, and here's Amir, the royal falcon that... Ouch! Fuck! That scroll hurt! We'll work on our handoffs, buddy. That falcon, always joshing me around, in a worshipful way, because I am respected.
Read the letter, numbnuts.
Khufu fumbles it around before unrolling a message from Herodotus. You know, Herodotus, the Greek father of history, who would definitely embellish for likes, and Khufu's archenemy for many reasons, mostly for being a slanderous asshole. Really does a disservice to all record keepers with his arrogant pompous. Herodotus' head pops up from the scroll, like in a technological wonder of a hologram.
Greetings, Pharaoh Khufu.
That's it? Where's my respect?
I would use more titles, but alas, you, little Pharaoh, have none.
I am perfectly proportional. Everyone says so. Wives? Come on.
Ew, gross. You're my brother, Husbro. I'm not discussing your penis with people.
Meretites?
You are a man. With Mott as my patron goddess, that was a close one.
Wives are useless.
As the world's first historian...
Ha! Sorry. I'll keep my comments to myself, even if the speaker is a charlatan. But first... Come on! You wouldn't know first if it big-banged you, you insignificant beetle.
As the world's first historian, I will be documenting you very closely, so that all of Greece and the entire world will know, in detail, what a complete joke Egypt is, and Greece's overall superiority, or, dare I say, supremacy.
What did you say?
Meretitis and Hanatsun sit up, because slamming admittedly lackluster bedroom equipment is fair, but this fucker was coming for Egypt. Fuck Herodotus.
Supremacy? Egypt is the greatest civilization in the world.
Yes, Meretitis. Fuck Herodotus.
Yeah, Greece sucks. They have given us nothing, except for some incredible minotaur porn. What? The pictures are fantastic.
My girl is right. They are. But stay on track, Hanatsun. Fuck Herodotus.
Looking forward to taking down your dynasty. Herodotus out.
The Herodotus scroll hologram disappears. And good. It is out of my system. Wait, one more. Fuck Herodotus! Khufu picks at his fingernails, attempting some chill, but I give it 3, 2, 1.
This is good. Haters only come out for big shots, and no one is bigger than Horus on Earth. I bet Pharaoh Daddy had someone who hated him. No one?
Let's just focus on the here and now, dear, instead of past greats that are unsurpassable.
Khufu looks down at his most okayest guy medal and frowns. Poor dude. He didn't even have a sad boy playlist to turn to. Meanwhile, at the bazaar, stalls with spices, figs, dates, nuts, and textiles splash the dusty streets with color. Oud and tambourine players busk as hawkers shout their wares. The merchant quarter of Cairo teems with energy as we settle in before a humble wheat stall, tended by Aaron and Mimi. Aaron's sister, and a perfectly nice Jewish female in her 30s, bless her little pushover heart.
Still upset about breaking your tuchus in front of, new Pharaoh, Aaron?
The pharaoh walked past me today and couldn't even see me. Should have given him my glyphs.
Don't be silly, Aaron. Pharaoh would never talk to you. Why, it would be more likely for the Messiah to come. Aaron does not think this is funny.
It's almost flooding season, Mimi.
Happens every year.
Can't grow wheat during flooding season.
On account of the, flooding.
Wheat farmers provide the bread for the whole damn basket. We should be as rich as the merchants. What's wrong with feeding people?
This feels like another one of your rhetorical...
Nothing, but instead we live in this economy that pits us against each other. One man rules over us all, and the rest of us seeking riches instead of...
Mimi chomps on a tiger nut.
Instead of... Well, now I forgot my articulate critique of systematic injustice. I hope your nut is good.
It's my tasty snack before heading over to the construction site.
Oh, you? You are going to work for the new pharaoh?
We can't, farm. We need jobs. We go to where they are hiring, and I heard there are openings after so many builders got crushed today.
This is what I'm talking about, Mimi! Unsafe working conditions!
Would you like some tasty snack?
Yes, thank you, but only in the breaking bread sense and not losing the moral high ground.
We need money.
We don't need money. We need justice. We need to stand by our righteous convictions. No more selling out.
Is it selling out if it's minimum wage? At the pyramid construction site, Aaron and Mimi stand in a long line, waiting for their chance to carry bricks to the pyramid. The royals laugh from their canopy, reaping all of the rewards of a lush afterlife without lifting a finger to contribute, which Aaron notices.
This is stupid. Everything about this job is stupid. Scurrying like ants to build a tomb for someone stupid enough to believe in a stupid afterlife. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
I know this is beneath you. I'm building one shrine for one person, but can you make the most of it? And no kvetching?
Life isn't for building a foundation of lies, but for embracing the truth.
Aaron whips around to find the owner of that super angsty voice. Kek, an Egyptian goth teenager with tan skin and super thick coal eyeliner. Very Gen Z heartthrob energy.
The truth is, death comes for us all.
Kek gloriously flips his hair in the Egyptian sun, and we fangirl for Egyptian Harry Styles, which would be Zayn Malik.
I am Kek, and I serve death.
Nice tattoo.
Thanks. See the head of the jackal perched perfectly on my bicep? So yeah, that's Anubis.
Ooh, marvelous detail. Kek's Anubis tattoo winks at Mimi. Hot.
What brings you here?
Yeah, I figured building will look good on my priesthood applications to show how eager I am to serve Anubis.
Ambition. Nice. I'll make a comrade of you yet.
Nah, man. I don't know if that'll work with my worship schedule. I've got to learn chants, offerings, ritual sing, nude painting, and domestic duties like cleaning the temple.
Wow.
Don't just stand there. Take a block and move, 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 worm.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it?
My service to you, Anubis. Lord of Death and Most Rad God.
Aaron blunders forward. His feet shuffle, much like Olympic curling. Curl, curl, curl. Yes, good. As he aligns himself, yes, yes, there.
I, Aaron, have done it with my own hands. Yes, these hands have crunched numbers and slid the abacus back and forth in swift calculation. But this is what man's hands are for.
making something that can only be made with my exertion, with my sweat, with my muscle. Woo-hoo! Behold my block, bitches! Let's do that shit again!
Thank you for tuning in to the original, not entirely historical, comedy podcast, The Great Pyramid Scheme, created by Layla Abdo. This episode was written by Layla Abdo and features the voice talents of Ali Nasser, Layla Abdo, Adrian Duell, Adam El Sharkawi, Laura Laham, Lynn Molly, Morgan Vincent Watson, Robert Vincent Watson, and Bree Wernicke. Sound design by Devin Wagoner and original music composed by Nibel Mesoud. The Great Pyramid Scheme is audio engineered by Jason Kaw. Learn more about our cast and crew at greatpyramidpodcast.com. Thank you for tuning in.